Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Last Sunday afternoon in Worcester, Massachusetts, as the technicians in the Hanover Theater made adjustments to their sound system, Howard Borer, the executive director of the Jewish Federation of Central Massachusetts, discussed the man who would soon be speaking to several hundred people under the auspices of the Federation. Mr. Borer acknowledged that he'd never heard the speaker, but said he was excited by the Federation's choice.
I think it's fascinating that you have an African-American Muslim speaking on behalf of the Jews and talking about the experiences that both African-Americans and the Jewish people experienced in trying to fight bigotry and prejudice.
The man Howard Borer described was instantly recognizable when he strode onto the stage.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Because he is a little over 7 feet tall. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, best known for scoring more points than anybody else in the history of the National Basketball Association, is also an author, an actor of sorts, a coach, and a lecturer. His subject on Sunday was Brothers in Arms, a book he co-wrote several years ago. It's the story of the 761st Tank Battalion, a unit of African-American soldiers who endured racism and bigotry, distinguished themselves in battle during World War II, and participated in the liberation of several concentration camps in Germany. As Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pointed out in his presentation, previous to the Second World War, black soldiers and sailors had been saddled with menial work, and even during that war, black units that had been trained to fight were often prevented from doing so. As a child, Kareem knew one of the men who had served with the 761st Tank Battalion, Leonard Smitty Smith. The desire to tell the story of what Smith and his comrades had accomplished drove Kareem to investigate the circumstances of the 761st and to write the book. When he'd completed his remarks, the author invoked a wider context for his work.
Knowledge is power. When you have the power of knowledge, you're able to make changes.
The subject of Kareem's lecture notwithstanding, when he offered to take questions from the audience, the first person to reach the microphone did not have the 761st on his mind.
Who's your favorite NBA player to play against?
The speaker handled the jump and subject with grace, citing Hall of Famer Nate Thurmond, late of the Warriors, Bulls, and Cavaliers, as the man who played him hardest. About half of the questions that followed had to do with basketball, and one particularly personal inquiry came from a fan who wanted to know why the speaker had chosen to attend UCLA rather than Holy Cross, right there in Worcester, where Kareem's high school coach had just assumed control of the program.
I came up here and visited Holy Cross, and when I visited Los Angeles, just the difference in the weather, and the fact that the University of California, Los Angeles had co-eds. That was a big factor in me choosing to go to UCLA. Plus, Coach Wooden was a pretty good coach.
After Kareem had left the stage, I asked him whether it bothered him that so many of the audience members wanted to hear about basketball rather than the subject of his book.
It's okay. You know, people wouldn't come here if I hadn't had the basketball career that I had. They wouldn't know who I was, and they probably wouldn't have bought my book. So, you know, just the prominence that I achieved as an athlete gives me access to the public that a lot of authors don't have, so I've tried to use it in the most positive way I can.
Though his subject had been the achievements of a particular battalion of black soldiers during World War II, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was born Lou Alcindor, was obviously aware of the symbolic importance of the appearance of a man who has embraced Islam at an event sponsored by a Jewish federation. His attempt to encourage tolerance and understanding is ongoing, wide-ranging, and, he acknowledged, often challenging, albeit welcome.
It's not a difficult fight. It's discouraging that we have to have this fight now. I remember when I was learning about Islam back in the 60s, I went to a bookstore in Brooklyn, in an Arab area of Brooklyn, and that bookstore had been there since the 1920s. Muslims have been living here in America under the radar for a very long time. But all of a sudden now, they're a problem.
In addition to his as-told-to autobiographies and Brothers in Arms, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has written or co-written Black Profiles in Courage, A Season on the Reservation, which is about his time coaching Apache children, and On the Shoulders of Giants, A Journey Through the Harlem Renaissance, the story of the Harlem Wrens basketball team. Lately, he's been involved in making a film based on that story. If people who know Kareem only as the NBA's leading scorer are surprised by these achievements, it is perhaps because they have taken for granted the sort of stereotype which Kareem proves hollow simply by being who he is.
The way I tell people, I probably would have been a writer or a teacher if I had had to have a real job. But basketball loomed its head and gave me an outlet for having a career. But I've always enjoyed reading and tried my hand at writing as early as grade school, and I was always kind of pretty good at it. So it's just something that came naturally to me.
With that, the author and former basketball player stood up, and then stood up some more, and reached down to shake my hand and left the room. For the next hour or so, as a long line of potential readers shuffled past him in the lobby of the Hanover Theater, Kareem signed copies of his book about the 761st and answered the occasional question about his skyhook, too. My story about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's appearance in Worcester, Massachusetts, will be featured in this week's program. We'll also be exploring the ramifications of the NFL's decision to fine three players a healthy chunk of change for illegal and unhealthy hits delivered during last weekend's games, and we'll be updating the college football season as well with Dan Wetzel. I wonder if he'll complain about the Bowl Championship Series. We'll have a story about a team of Iraqi rowers competing in the tradition-laden Head of the Charles Regatta. Only a Game's Doug Trabu will venture into the hitherto little-explored venue simultaneously inhabited by baseball, art, and history, with the help of some experts who never thought they'd be on a program ostensibly devoted to sports. And, of course, we'll update the baseball scores for the very few teams still playing. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.